Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about the Earned Income Tax Credit. What is it? Are you available? Don't leave money on the table during this tax season. My guests are Joseph Lightman Santa Cruz, Associate Director of Capital Area Asset Builders, and Eva Liggins. She is Director of Customer Service Administration for D.C.'s Office of Tax and Revenue, and she has important information for D.C. tax filers. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Eva, I know that's your joke for tomorrow, Pookie on the Corner. I guess you've never been called Pookie on the Corner before.
It's quite all right, because we do get questions from people who say, well, my sister, my brother, my neighbor told me. So we prefer that they go right to the source. And there's a lot of information online also that people can get for those who have access to the Internet.
Talk to me a little bit, Eva, about tax fraud, because Joseph alluded to that before the break, that we do have, you know, not only, you know, cousins and family members, Pookie on the Corner, and other kinds of people that may be well-meaning, but then you also have some unscrupulous characters out there that are trying to steal your ID and take your money.
And we do, and it is a huge problem, not just for us, but for other tax revenue administrations throughout the country, including the IRS. And so this year, and like we have in other years, but we have really put into place identity theft protections and refund fraud measures for this filing season. So that could mean additional review and longer processing times for some tax returns and associated refunds. I will say, though, that the protection initiatives that we have put in place, even for 2016, have saved the district over $25 million. And the Office of Tax and Revenue's Compliance Administration will continue these enforcement efforts to safeguard the identity and tax dollars of the district's taxpayers and government. I do encourage people to file early so that they can get ahead of the people, try to get ahead of the people who do file, because, you know, in as much as we try to stay ahead of the game, new scams pop up all the time. And you want to try to get out there early, get your return file so that you are the true filer, because if someone gets a hold of your information and they can file on in your name using your identity, then they could get the refund that you should have. And I can tell you it takes quite a while for you to undo the damage that they've done.
Good point. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lovelace, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Lovelace, are you there?
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
My husband and I are both retired seniors. We're homeowners, and we have not filed taxes in the past, I'll say, 3 years. Our preparer at Tax Aid told us that the government was not withholding taxes out of our Social Security check that we did not have to file. My husband does have a part-time job 3 days a week, but we don't file based on the advice that we were given.
Who gave you that advice?
We're hurting ourselves by not filing.
Who gave you that advice?
Tax Aid.
Tax Aid.
Lovelace, would that be Community Tax Aid?
Yes.
Yeah, Community Tax Aid is a trusted partner of ours. It's a nonprofit organization that focuses exclusively on a free, high-quality tax preparation. As you know, every single one of us has unique and different tax-related components. But I would strongly advise to always go back and talk to a tax preparer at one of Community Tax Aid, CTA's tax sites. What's the total income that both you and your husband earned in the previous year?
Combined, I guess we get like $33,000 a year with our Social Security. $33,000 to $35,000 a year.
All right. So in that case, you do have to report income. There are unique components for American citizens who are over the age of 65. But we always recommend people to bring all documentation specifically on determining number of dependents as well as the sources of income. So I would encourage you to once again visit one of the community tax aids locations.
Because see, here's my question. Let's assume for the sake of argument that she and her husband have a household income of $35,000 a year. But if they're not filing, that means that they're not filing for the earned income tax credit.
So in this case, for the EITC, there is a minimum and a maximum age bracket at the federal level. Those who can qualify need to be 25 or older, up to 65 or younger. So it's an incentive created for what four decades ago was being considered the working age individuals, and that is why those 40 years have been designated as the recipients for this specific tax credit. But something Eva alluded to, Harold, is that tax credits exist both at the federal and at the local level. I know that you have listeners from throughout the region and throughout the nation. What we highly encourage everybody to do is to ensure that you report your income. A lot of times, Harold, we get into this situation where people believe that because I did not make enough money, I don't have to pay taxes. That might be correct. However, by not reporting income, by not filling out a tax form,
You don't know.
Yeah. And not only you don't know, but then you do not know what availability of resources, such as tax credits, you might be leaving on the table. That is why it behooves all of us, whether we have a Social Security number or an individual tax ID number, to always be reporting income and filing tax forms.
Okay.
And I also want to go back to the Schedule H credit, because if you have senior citizens, who their Social Security is not taxed. So they could be eligible for up to $1,000 in credit if you are a renter or a homeowner.
In the District of Columbia,
mm-hmm. Right. Thanks for making that distinction. But in the District of Columbia, you could be eligible for the Schedule H tax credit. So, again, we encourage people, and just like as Joseph said, go to one of the free tax preparation centers to see if you're eligible for it, because you could be leaving money on the table. In this particular case, Ms. Lovelace, you can go back 3 years with the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm. So we could theoretically be talking about thousands of dollars that she and her husband are missing out on, depending on their circumstances.
It could very well be, but mm-hmm. but I would encourage her to visit one of the tax preparation centers.
Okay. Lovelace, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Michael, calling from Landover. Thanks for calling, Michael. What's on your mind?
Hey. Good evening, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 25. I have an LLC. We're just starting to get some business. But it's kind of hard to tie in my, personal life into it. I've been utilizing unemployment for the past 2 months. I started using it after I was released at will from an at-will employer. And that was it's the first time that I haven't worked since I graduated from college in 2013. And even before that, I had worked. So I always paid my taxes. But now I'm just getting into trying to intertwine the two.
So your question is what specifically, Michael?
How can I intertwine my personal finances with my business finances?
So you have an LLC?
Right.
You have an LLC, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any advice for him?
I love your entrepreneurial spirit, Michael, and what needs to take place is for you to maximize the utilization of how business-related expenses can assist you in achieving you as the business owner's goals. So, for example, for a business owner, the U.S. tax code enables for a good amount of whatever income you're generating from the business to be deposited into a retirement account, either a SEP IRA, S-E-P IRA, or a simple IRA. So I encourage you to look into those two components. But to get into something else that you were talking about, if you're interested in utilizing free tax preparation services, for somebody like you, throughout Prince George's County or throughout Montgomery County, there are also different VITA sites that can assist you. You can also rely on a trusted online system called MyFreeTaxes.com. And MyFreeTaxes.com is a community-provided tool where people who have earned up to $64,000 in 2016 can use it for free.
Okay. Michael, thank you so much, and good luck with your business, and thank you for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Earned Income Tax Credit, as well as having important information for D.C. tax filers. And we are still taking phone calls if you have a question or a comment. Kathy, calling from Southeast D.C. Kathy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling regarding my mom. She's 89, and she's receiving widow's pension. Would she be eligible for any of those earned income credits? She received, my father was retired military and retired civil servant.
Not for this specific tax credit, and she's over the age of 65. But as Eva was referring to, do make sure to report income so that then you can find out what local D.C. level tax information or tax credits your family may be eligible for.
Eva, do you have any information that you may be able to share with Kathy?
Other than, again, they a parent may be eligible for the Schedule H homeowners and renters tax credit.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine she's a homeowner, Crystal, Kathy.
No, she's renting an apartment in Southeast.
And so is her apartment subsidized in any way, or she's
no?
Okay, then she certainly could be eligible.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
And that's a Schedule H, as in Howard University.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. All right, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Janice, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Janice?
I was trying to find out the free taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your taxes prepared for free here in D.C.
Yeah, Janice, so if you can visit... Yeah, if you can visit our website, caab.org, and there we have a section on free tax management or free tax preparation services in D.C., in Maryland, and in Virginia. These are services provided by trusted faith-based organizations or community-based organizations that specifically focus on how can they take care of you, how do they maximize tax credits you're eligible for, and how can they link you and your family to financial capability and asset building services. So again, caab.org, or give us a call at 202-419-1440, and I can connect you directly with the nearest location to your home or your business.
Okay.
Phone number again?
202-419-1440.
1440. 40?
Yes.
1440?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Janet.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I need to take a break, but when we come back, more of your phone calls. We're going to talk to Crystal in D.C. And also, I have more information about filing taxes, including this. Earlier, Eva said you want to file your taxes before the district government contacts you if you haven't filed them before. But how does a tax agency contact you? And how do you know if it's the real deal? We'll talk about that on the other side. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about the Earned Income Tax Credit as well as important information for D.C. filers. Still taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Crystal calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Crystal. What's on your mind?
Hello. I have a son who has a 16-month-old daughter. He works and pays child support. He gets his child 2 days a week. His baby mom, who's never worked, lives with her mother, who's on a fixed income and has never worked, is telling him that he can't claim the child, that she's going to let someone else claim the child. And I just wanted to know, what rights does he have to his child as far as claiming her?
Eva or Joseph?
Joseph, you want to take that or you want me to take it?
Go ahead, and then I'll add okay. A couple of points.
Okay. Does she have custody of the child?
Well, I guess you would say legally neither one of them has custody because there is no custody agreement in paper written, you know. But she has physical. The child stays with her, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a tricky question because he would have to know that he would have to really know that she is allowing someone else to claim the child. And I don't know how he would know that without seeing a return.
Okay.
So, because especially since the child lives with her,
okay.
Now there's a form that she could fill out that allows him to claim the child.
Okay.
And I think the best thing to do is, what do you think, Joseph? I mean, I just think that it's going to be difficult for him to demonstrate that she's allowing someone else to claim the child.
You know, without knowing all the details of the situation or the relationship, it really depends on the legal custody of the child. That's at the legal matter.
Mm-hmm.
Harold, something that Eva was mentioning before is fraud or the misutilization of information. So, for example, at this point, it sounds like we do not know who is actually using the child's social security number in the tax forms. And as Eva was indicating, the only way to find out is to actually get the legal matter resolved. So I'll stay out of it. I'm not an attorney, but it really depends on who's using the social security number to claim the child as a dependent.
Right. Yeah. And let me just add one thing. If he is aware that someone else is claiming the child, he can always report it to tax fraud at otr.cfo.dc.gov.
Is he claiming tax fraud or is he just... Who is he?
Well, she just informed him that he can't claim her because she's going to let someone else claim her. The child is just 16 months old, so this is his first year filing taxes. And she just let him know, well, you can't use him because I don't know if she's going to let her mother use him, but I don't know how that's possible when her mother's on a fixed income monthly, and she is too. So if it ain't the mother that's claiming him, then my son has the right to claim him. But no one else has the right to claim him, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. And we've done, you know, these kind of child support custody issues in the past. The reality is that your son is going to have to seek some legal help, even if he has to, you know, go through the court system, you know, himself. And there are going to have to be some legal parameters that are going to be established so that, you know, there can be some kind of agreement that can be, you know, drawn up and honored, you know, between the two parents. He claims 1 year, she claims the next year or something like that. But you're not going to, it's going to be difficult just to do it. As Joseph said, this really remains in the purview of the legal system, and that's just the reality. You're going to have to get some kind of documentation through the court system.
Yeah, and the tax office does not make those kind of decisions about, you know, whether or not it's the mother or the father who should claim the child. That's not a decision we're going to make.
Okay.
All right. Well, Crystal, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, I thank you. And that was very helpful. Thank you so much. And
sure
have
thing.
A good day.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. As I mentioned before the break, when we were discussing contacting individuals who perhaps have not filed their taxes in a while. Eva, you made the comment, you know, file your taxes before we have to contact you. How is that contact actually done? If I live in the district and I haven't filed my taxes in 3 or 4 years, do I get a phone call? Does somebody come and see me? Do I get a letter? Do I get an email, smoke signals, carrier pigeon? How is that done?
The good news is that we no longer use, the smoke signals.
Oh, I'm glad about that. Yeah.
We will send out notices, written notices, and our notices, the majority of them have a notice number on them. And there is information, always information on notices about how to contact us with our address, with our telephone number. If anyone receives a notice and they have any doubt whatsoever that it's from us, then they should simply call us. And the number that they call our customer service number is 202-727-4TAX, and that's 4829, 202-727-4829. But all of our notices will have our contact information on there.
Okay.
And that pretty much applies in Maryland, Virginia, and pretty much in every state, Harold. Never accept a phone call from anybody claiming to represent the IRS or a tax administration or agency. Every tax-related matter is always presented through a written format in a formal letter. And there are still too many scams, too many frauds taking place where people call somebody threatening to take legal action and immediately demand three of the most critical pieces of information: your full legal name, Social Security number, and the most recent adjusted gross income or tax refund, so that then they can utilize those three critical components to commit fraud on your behalf, and they get money, you do not. You get legal problems.
Mm-hmm. Eva, talk to me about the new DC tax system, please.
Oh, yes. We're very, very excited about our new tax portal that was launched in November. It's mytax.dc.gov, and it's an online portal that was created to make viewing and paying individual income and business taxes here in the district simpler, faster, and safer. And through that portal, you can check your refund and return status 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can view copies of notices that we send from the Office of Tax and Revenue. And let me just say, that's another way to assure that the notice is coming from us by using mytax.dc.gov. Provide substantiating documents to Office of Tax and Revenue. You can attach documents so we can get them. You don't have to send them through the mail. And we grant secure third-party access. You can contact our e-services unit for a swift response to online inquiries. You can call the e-services department, and you can make and schedule payments through this tax portal. So we are very excited about it. We already have thousands of people who have registered on mytax.dc.gov, and it's user-friendly, and we are so excited about it.
Okay. And this is, like you said, this is a new portal just launched.
Yes, we launched it in November 2016.
Okay, wonderful. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I wanted to ask also about something called the Advance EITC. What is Advance EITC, and what's the difference between that and the earned income tax credit?
So, Harold, a few years ago, at the national level, Congress had created the ability to receive on a quarterly basis an advance payment on what you estimated that earned income tax credit to be. That was discontinued a few years ago. And this is something that unfortunately has been discontinued. The EITC is considered not only the most effective anti-poverty tool, but once a low-income individual family receives this tax credit, that tends to be the biggest pile of cash received by the family. So you can imagine if we're able to receive on a quarterly basis that anticipated large amount of cash that would enable us to achieve financial independence rather than in one lump sum, then we would be able to manage our financial affairs in a more effective way. But again, that was discontinued, so it's no longer in place.
You mentioned earlier about this program helping to lift people out of poverty. that seems to be a rather sweeping statement. In order to lift someone out of poverty, one would imagine that's a lot of money. So how much money are we talking about here?
Sure. Let's take an example of a family of four with an adjusted gross income of up to $53,000. That is the maximum income to qualify for the federal EITC. As I mentioned to you, at the local level, D.C. also created a local version of the earned income tax credit. So to give you the specific dollar amounts, if somebody earned up to $53,000, they can qualify for both the federal and the D.C. version of the EITC. In round figures, a family of four can be eligible for up to $6,400 at the federal level and up to about $2,400 at the D.C. level. So imagine that, Harold, a Ward 7 or 8 family that is struggling to meet their financial needs can have an infusion of about $9,000 associated with one tax credit alone. On top of that, this is where entities like OTR or CAV come in to ensure that when a family receives that money, it is well spent, well saved, well invested. So it's not only about getting your money, as some private tax preparers claim, but it's about effectively investing that money in the well-being of the family and the community.
I think that's a good way to end the program, and certainly that makes sense. $9,000 for a family that, say, they have $5,000 worth of bills. If you knock those bills out, it's almost like a fresh start.
Absolutely.
A fresh start. So certainly it makes a lot of sense. I want to thank both of you for sharing with us, Joseph Lightman Santa Cruz, as well as Eva Liggins. I appreciate it. I'll make sure, as always, that we post the information discussed this evening on WHUR.com. That'll be online a little bit after 8:30. So again, thank you so much and happy tax filing.
Thank you, Harold. Can I add two important things, though? Just
30 seconds, real quick. Go ahead.
The filing deadline this year is April 18th,
mm-hmm.
and people can expect processing window of up to 25 days for selected tax returns.
Okay, that means start now.
Yes.
Thank you, Harold.
All right, okay. Take care.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, January 23rd, 2017. I'm Harold.